929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hey there, is there anybody else called in? I think I'll hang up.
One other party is in this conference. There are two other parties in this conference.
Hey, Angel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Nice. So that's stinks about
open
the
rod. 929-299-1269.
Hopefully you can bug the supplier and figure out what the issue is.
Yes, because I'm a bit pissed off.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. More than a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
But hopefully everything else is going well. A friend of mine has a media server that uses, I think, an AMD Ryzen, and his main server also uses an AMD processor. What is it? He told me 16 gig of RAM in the media server, and he transcodes video at 4K, and then 64 gig of RAM in his main PC. And you know,
video
I just thought, holy shit. Transcoding is to take
CPU.
A video from one codec.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
but
sorry.
On CPU. Video transcode on
CPU. Exactly. On the CPU. I forget what GPU it had, but 16 gig of RAM and 32 terabytes of storage.
Holy shit.
Terabytes. Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah, really fancy. And then I forget if the other computer was 8 terabytes and 1 terabyte SSD as well or something, but really tricked out. I just made a video showing the insides of the much wimpier server that's good enough for the kind of stuff I do. Did I send you that video? I just recorded it yesterday.
I don't think so.
Sure, so let me stop real quick and I'll just send it to you in Discord.
Cool, thanks. Does he have 10 gig or 5 gig or something?
Oh, sorry, I kept the speakerphone off since I was in a public area and put the phone away from me. So you were asking something about how much
speed
storage or RAM he has.
Network speed, internet.
Oh, network speed. I imagine gigabit.
That's kind of slow.
I didn't ask him. Oh, it's slow for that? Oh.
I mean, if you're going to transfer multi-terabyte files or things, you probably want 10 gig.
10 gig Ethernet. I didn't ask him. I'll have to ask him that next. Worked out a solution for that. I'm going to stop for a second. I'm not going to hang up, but I'm just going to send you that link real quick.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Yeah, so I just sent that to you.
Yeah,
I'll ask him about the, as you're saying, with the gig, then, you know, it's thousands of, was it, 1,000 seconds to move a, it's gigabit, so it's actually 1,000 times 8,000 seconds for a terabyte, whereas it could be 800 seconds, as you're saying, if it's 10 gig. Maybe within the LAN, it's 10 gigabit, but for internet, it's a lower than that, but you know, it looks like he pays a premium on speed and RAM and GPUs, and I'm sure for internet he's you know, was it $70 or $100 a month probably for internet for him.
Your server is a tower shape server.
Yeah, so it's a I put that together back 14, 15 years ago with a Core 2 Duo and didn't use it since 2014. Here's for my papers. I want to run an asterisk server. I want to do ad blocking. I want to have a Gopher server. And what has, you know, the specs to do all that stuff fast enough for me? And I thought, you know, why not go with that?
I mean, Gopher, you could use a 486 for hosting a Gopher server.
Yeah, for Gopher, it's you could use, you know, a 8086 probably for that. But for Asterisk, actually that, I think there's someone who ran an Asterisk server on a
Open
Xbox and someone on a Pentium 1 or something.
Well, that's cool.
But I think, I guess when you get more lines is when you need to have more RAM and more power. And then RStudio, I think, is kind of the resource demon. That sometimes I'll use up 6 gigs of RAM analyzing data, you know, large matrices, you know, lots of computations. The GPUs are, as you can see, are pretty weak, pretty old, but they still might help out with, you know, taking a 10,000 by 10,000 matrix and multiplying it by another one, or that kind of stuff in R.
I guess. Yeah, but I think another GPU will be a great...
Oh, yeah, yeah. The GPU is definitely... I mean, it's not very new specs. I'll see. Maybe in the next few years, depending on what kind of stuff I... how much stuff I have to do locally in my next job, I could think about, you know, building a... fancier, more up-to-date server, but just for things like making nice plot for a paper, that's it's nice not to use up all the RAM of web pages, PDFs, and Word and Excel and RStudio all on one computer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but you could just add a lot of RAM to your workstation.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, for this, it's an i7, the main laptop I use. It's 5-6 years old now. I could, and that's the newest laptop or desktop I use. I could see if I can bump that up to 16 gig.
I have 32 in my main desktop.
Nice. And that's DDR3 or DDR4?
4, of course. DDR3s.
Yeah, as you can tell, I haven't kept up. I'll have to ask my dad how much RAM he has a desktop he uses at home, and then this Surface tablet that the university gave him that he uses at home for, you know, teaching from home, and also takes it to work and stuff. And I think that's still, you know, relatively. I forget, 990 or something. I think he uses DDR3.
Yeah. Servers usually have slower RAM. It's cheaper.
Yeah. And he got that some time ago. One funny thing. We were talking about, these rods, and I was thinking steel or aluminum. There's a kids show, in the U.S. called Arthur. I'm not sure if that's syndicated in TVE or anything. It's about this aardvark kid and his friends are other animals, of course, and they live in Elwood City, which is really Boston, Massachusetts, which is where the show is made. Anyway, so his sister doesn't know how to pronounce aluminum, and she keeps calling it Alunamoon, and there's some point where she... do they get a Luna Moon from the moon, and they show her, you know, in a spacesuit on the moon picking up bits of aluminum, but it's a Luna Moon, and I don't know, I remember that was pretty funny. And
I think I remember that.
Oh, you remember it? You've seen Arthur?
I think from memes, probably. Maybe.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that. Chemistry learning about, I'll have to remember the Hertz process. It's some process for, I think, purifying aluminum from aluminum oxide using electricity that made aluminum as a metal much cheaper and more readily available starting, I think it was in the 1890s or 1910s or something. Before that, you know, only...
electrolysis.
Open VoIP 929.
Yeah, exactly. Electrolysis. Yeah, I forgot the name of this, the chemist who became famous for that. Maybe it's the.
No, that's not a name. That's the chemical process.
Oh, no. I know it's the process of electrolysis. I just know there was like the Haber-Bosch process for making ammonia. There was another one. Chemist whose name process that was electrolysis or specifically tailored for making aluminum.
Pronunciation of aluminium.
Yes, aluminium. I agree with you. The British term, it's, I guess, in the US and Canada it's aluminum, and then in Britain it's aluminium.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. It's like magnesium, aluminium. It kind of fits better.
Yeah.
Also, the metric system is better than our very enjoyable feet, yards, fathoms, and whatever else.
I mean, it's interesting, but it's not that useful.
Oh, you mean the measurement? Oh, fair. Yeah. Let's see. I did some mowing this morning. The weather was pretty pleasant. It's, I think, in the stats. Was it? I think my watch is. Wait, 9 degrees centigrade? Okay, so it's actually a lot cooler than the 60s or 70s, I guess. 18 plus 32, so that's 50? Really? Okay, I guess it, I guess I'm 50s or 60s Fahrenheit today. So it's been pretty... I put some blankets around the cat, and she was very happy with that.
Here the weather is getting kind of awkward. In the morning it's kind of cold, and at lunchtime is like 35 degrees Celsius.
Oh gosh, so that's around 95 or so. I'm guessing it's pretty dry.
Yes, dry.
Yeah, that's so. What I remember from being in Granada, I think it was 100 Fahrenheit, was it 39 Celsius, probably 38 or 39 degrees Celsius. It might have gone up to 40 degrees C when I was there. Was getting into me, but I stayed in the shade and it wasn't very humid like it is, you know, say in the southeastern U.S. So I didn't feel anywhere near as bad as I expected if it was, say, you know, 100 degrees Fahrenheit and 100% humidity.
Cool.
Can you imagine what the climate's like in, say, you know, and it must be very moist and very hot.
Very
all
horrible
the time.
To live in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so many insects. That's definitely true, you know, of the southeastern U.S. I imagine just every species of mosquito and fly and bee that you could imagine.
No.
Well, anyway, so I'll change the subject. I was just, you know, thinking for that. I think I might have to get going now. But anyway, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. See you.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. 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 Open VoIP 929-299-1269.